12th at 1 p.m. Members of the board are present. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of $49,175 to $49,269. Ambulance fund of $1,697. And tax account fund $5,337 to $5,343.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the December 7th regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I have 16. I wasn't there.
Oh, that's right. I'll second that. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the December 12, 2016.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
We transferred $205,059.63 out of the reserve into the general account to pay for the sand and salt building plus, you know, the other things that went with it. And so far, I have collected $4,800,000 in taxes. That's not on this. But through December, it was $3 million, and we have paid the January settlement already of $4 million. So, and it's been coming in pretty good. So other than that, oh, and the CD that we had at People's State Bank did mature. We got the interest on that, but I did not get the check deposited until after the first of the year. So it'll be shown on the next report as part of the ambulance account, so.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do we just renew CDs, or who makes those decisions? Because I know that there's going to be a little bit of a change here. Believe it or not, we have a new administration. I do believe interest rates will be going up. If we lock into a certain period of time, that may hold our tighter hands.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we'll just need to see, you know, what we think we're going to be using. Maybe some of that reserves fund could be put into a short-term CD.
Okay.
We've got them 6 months and 9 months. And
I'm just stating as a cautionary thing is they may raise interest rates again here mm-hmm. in the very near future. Mm-hmm. is to sign up with interest rates almost not bearing anything.
You got that right, almost paying.
But I mean, we've been dealing with that for many, many years.
Yes, right.
I'm just saying is I would just question before we made any funds.
Sure, sure.
Any type of a
loan. Well, we always discuss it, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so then therefore in the regular account, we have $3,612,042.22. This is before the January money went out. And in the ambulance, we have $443,876.85.
I'll make a motion for the approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Discussion possible action, gun lock, Shishibaga and the Lake Association draft ordinance, throw no wake buoys. Mr. Pat Hayes.
Yes, sir.
Pat and I, last week was it? Yeah, last week, we met with Mark Hartsign from the town of Minocqua with the Lake Association, Gun Lock, Shishibaga and the Lake Association would like to do it is put in slow no wake buoys. They've always been there, but the association has been doing it and want to continue to do it. In order to do that, when they contacted the DNR, the towns of Minocqua and Lac du Flambeau, and stop me if I missed something here, the towns of Minocqua and Lac du Flambeau need to have similar or mirrored ordinances because those two lakes fall over the town line. So what Pat is here for is to answer any questions that we might have, but look for the town of Lac du Flambeau to instate a no-wake buoy ordinance for gun lock, and it's primarily the channel. But Anakwa has got their own over in another section by an island, but for the channel so that the association can put buoys in for slow and awake in the channel. Did I get it in a nutshell?
Can I just clarify?
Yep.
There's two parts of this thing. There's an application that we need to fill out, which requires, as far as the restrictive traffic, which is a slow and awake buoy, that needs to be covered under an ordinance. The township as such also has to approve for any hazardous buoys that we put in the water. Now, we've been doing this for 20 years that I know of, and it's probably even longer. We wish to continue, and there is no cost involved. We are picking up the cost of the buoys. You did say you had some if we needed them, but so far we're maintaining the buoys, replacing graphics. We're doing all of the in and out work, storage. So there's basically, part of this thing would be an agreement by you to give us the authority to do that. And part of that agreement states that it's not going to cost you anything. So it's just us continuing, but what we're trying to do is to legitimize everything that we're doing. So that it's specifically, and this was all came about because the DNR said we didn't have a permit. So what we're trying to do is to rectify that. So there's two parts to this thing. The permit is, number one, we do need an ordinance for the two new no-wake buoys. But we need you also to sign off on giving us permission to place the hazardous buoys. And believe me, we do need this. I mean, this is not a joking matter. I'm afraid that if we didn't put them there, there's some 10-foot boulders that are sticking 3 inches out, and they're 10 feet at the base. And if somebody hit one of these, it could be disastrous. And there's one on your side. There's another one on the Oneida side also. So
right outside the channel.
Yes, well, that's one of them. There's one over in Joe's Bay off the point at Grantwood. So, you know, this is the nut of it. It's like we're just trying to make everything according to what it should be. And we just want to continue with this. We own our own work barge. We have all the equipment, places to store and work on things. So it's like, it's just looking for your blessing on this thing. And I think I prepared you with enough material, and we have discussed this not only with Mark Hartsine from Anakwa, but we did have the DNR official present, who is also going to be the one that would approve these, so that we're not going to go back and forth on this thing. If we do it, it's done right. We know we've got the DNR's blessing. They will get a look at it before it's finally a voted on by all you, just to make sure it's as you say it should be or as it would be.
One interesting thing that they're doing is, past year's practices, when you would put out slow no wake buoys, they go in front of a channel, one side, the other side, where you start getting out into the open water, you put buoy. The DNR is requiring them to have GPS coordinates of where these are located, which they already have, and it's interesting. That way there's no question that that's where the buoy should be placed.
Does that go in the ordinance?
Yes.
GPS location?
Yes.
Yes, they're already, all of the buoys have been mapped out last year. So everything is really done. Matter of fact, part of the other thing is that we have to have landowner permission from anybody who's near that specific buoy, and I already have that taken care of. So this is something that the association is supporting as a whole.
Do we put signs up on either side of the channel that indicate it's a slow no wake area? Aren't we supposed according to our ordinance?
Yeah, just have the buoys, and then we have the slow and awake signs. Now, I don't know if they're still there. Those, we got to check and see. I don't think they are on that channel anymore. Just had the buoys.
Don't they usually post them at the boat landing?
There is a posting at the boat landing.
And there's a posting at the boat landing.
Through the channel.
The channels are slow and awake. Yeah.
And then through the channel are the no wake buoys.
Because that's part of the requirement.
Yeah, it is posted at the boat landing.
Yeah, okay.
So your representation to fill out this requirement, what organization is this? Is this an lake association? So you're actually a chartered association?
Right, we are a not-for-profit.
Are you aware of any other instances that there's changes now because it's multiple jurisdictions? Or is this the only one you're aware of?
Well, there's a possibility. You can correct me, Matt, on this. I think there was some mention of a couple more lakes that could possibly be.
Yeah, there's other lakes that across the border between Oneida, Flambeau and Minocqua, and also Vilas and Oneida, and I discussed that with Mark Hartsheim, and I said, if there's a time in the future when these come up, say even if somebody wanted to, and this is the way I took it from the DNR, is if somebody wanted to put in a slow and awake buoy, even if it was on the Minocqua side of, say, Buckskin, or even Squirrel, Squaw Lake, those all cross the border, Flambeau would have to have an ordinance on that also, even though it's in Minocqua.
So here's where I'm going with this, is there is another government entity here. And sometimes it concerns me a little bit is that we fill out statutory responsibilities, and now we're negotiating some statutory effect that's going to affect two different communities. However, there is a third entity here. And I would really be interested to find out, are we at least notifying them, and is the state recognizing them that there is another entity called the Lake Superior Band of Chippewa Indians? And that is a concern of mine, is that I think if I'm comfortable knowing that they're part of the process or they're aware of it, I'll never object to it, but I'm just concerned is that you do have another entity here, and I think that they should be apprised at the minimum and at least have the ability to be part of the statutory requirement to fulfill the documentation.
Yeah, and I didn't get that far, but Pat, you can fill them in. You have had discussions with the Tribal Natural Resources Department on this.
You know, one of the things, this is just a segment of what we're all about. We have a strategic plan. That lake was surveyed about 10 years ago by Ontario, and off of that came a recommendation as to what our strategy should be as far as maintaining the quality of the water, et cetera, et cetera. We appreciate and understand we have no authority. All we are is a advocacy for those lakes. Mm-hmm. So it has been part of our strategy to make sure that we are in communication with all entities involved in those two lakes. So when it comes to fisheries, I'm involved with Larry Rowanowitz. When it comes to other matters that pertain to whatever's going on over there, they've been informed on it. Now, in this instance, I didn't think it was my place to go do that until the township said, yes, we would like to help you, but go do this, then I'll be more than happy to. I don't think there's going to be any problem with this at all.
Good. You know, from what it's a safety issue.
Very definitely.
I don't want them left out of the loop, because sometimes people get so caught up in everything, and then it just sort of funnels through. And I think it's very important that any decision, especially through an application process through the Department of Natural Resources or the state of Wisconsin, is I don't want to see there be some gray area or somebody left out through at least being notified so that they petition or they're not in agreement with it, that at least, even though it may not come through the town board, which we do represent the majority of the tribal membership here, is I want them to be apprised of it and aware of it.
If you would give me who I should contact, I'll be more than happy to do that.
Okay.
That's not an issue.
I think your start would be Larry Rowanowitz.
I would have to say that I do believe that the state of Wisconsin should have, that should be part of the application process.
Number one. See, that's part of the problem, and Pat and I have discussed this at length. That's part of the problem. The state of Wisconsin DNR application is set up to deal with the town. We're a strange deal here where we have the two governmental bodies. So he has been in contact with the tribe, the Tribal Natural Resources Department, regarding this, and you know, even their fish stocking, they do that. That doesn't affect the town, so you know, they don't come to us for that, which is fine. That it should go through the tribe's Natural Resources Department and the DNR, but that, yeah, they are informed of what's going on, and he's going to keep them in the loop as to how this. If the board gives its blessing to pursue the ordinance, that then, you know, everybody who's involved is aware of what's going on. That's the important part.
Well, here's what concerns me is I've seen things transpire that I, and shame on me for assuming, but I just assumed that the application process included the other government body And I did not realize that.
Really, when you look at it, it doesn't.
So it will never, ever happen again as long as I sit on this board?
Yeah. No, if you look at the, application, it doesn't ask that question, but at least living here, we know that that needs to be addressed, is that, it's taken over to the tribe. They look at it because we're usually having two governmental entities here.
You know, to me, this is common courtesy.
Yeah.
You know, I totally agree with what you're saying, and I just don't see that this is a problem. I think this is common sense, that we need to do this, we need to communicate. That's the whole purpose of what we're all about, is getting everybody involved to make sure that we're all on the same page. And very definitely, I promise you, I will take care of that if that's an issue, and I will make sure that you're satisfied with a response. If Larry is the person I need to go to, no problem.
I guess that's where I would start, and you know, if he says, no, it would be so-and-so or somebody else that you should be in contact with. But I would just start with Larry, because that's who you've been dealing with your fish stock programs too, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's not an intentional thing on the part of the state or any county or town. It's just that the tribe isn't a statutory government. We are a statutory government, and the tribe isn't. And they're just, it was just an oversight, I think, that they're not included in the process.
But I concern myself when we start okaying renaming lakes through process, we do multiple things. And I just was under the impression that they were part of the application process. And now I'm learning differently.
Right.
Not always.
Right.
And so what it would be then is proceed with an ordinance, Minocqua, Lac du Flambeau, having the same ordinance that just pertains to these two lakes. We would have Greg Gerald, who's the town's attorney, and also Minocqua's attorney, draft the ordinance and go that route if you guys are okay with it.
And this is strictly for slow no-wake buoys?
Slow no-wake buoys. The town would be, the town board would be addressing the hazard buoys at a later date, once we have the ordinance. Jim?
Since they're not, the tribe not part of the document itself, what are you going to require legally? What, just a document from Larry saying that he agrees with what you're trying to do and gives a blessing, or what?
Because what I'm asking is he be aware of the application process so that he understands it, and if there's any objection or if there's any additional information that needs to come from the tribe, I would also.
Oh yeah, we'd want to see that.
We would make our decision would truly be based on their blessing, that they're aware of it, and if there was anything they wanted to add to it. My real concern of this is, I think when we do these applications, I do believe that when it is within the boundaries of the reservation, they should already be immediately part of the actual application. I think statutorily, I just cannot believe that we are able to do something without them being aware of it. And that's concerning me right now.
Yeah.
So my question is, what kind of a document are you going to ask from the tribe, so you have it in your file?
Well, we want them to review it and then give their input on it.
We're not asking them to enforce the ordinance. At this point, what we're looking at is, they're looking at an ordinance. I do believe that a Native American would not even be subject to the ordinance. If a Native American wanted to go through there at what they felt was a reasonable speed, no matter whether it felt the requirements of what the state of Wisconsin said, I do not believe that that is part, I don't think we'd be able to enforce that. They have their own government, they have their own law enforcement, they have their own court system for those situations. I just want them to be aware of what is going on. If they want to go through there at 100 miles an hour, I don't believe that the sheriff, I don't think the town's ordinance, I don't believe that any ordinance that this Minocqua's community or this community could come up with that would change that effect. So it's very unique, but I'm just saying is that I want them to be aware of what is going on through this application process.
So it sounds,
we'd be asking for their input.
Just verbally?
Correct.
Verbally, or a lot of times, I guess we could ask them for something in writing, but I mean.
I don't think so.
There's no legal requirement to.
That's the big problem. You want to work as neighbors and coexisting governments. The problem is the state of Wisconsin doesn't require us to do that.
I understand that.
And so, you know, what they want to do is put in some slow no wake buoys to help with the safety going through the channel, which everybody, I'm sure, would be in agreement is a good idea. And so the town wants to, at least I would like to work with the lake associations in trying to get that accomplished, and also work with the tribe to make sure that they understand and that they're in agreement with maybe their locations or placements, that it's they're in a safe place. You know, it's common courtesy.
And they could put their own buoys out too if they wanted. I mean, they have every right to do that.
They could.
But I'm just saying, under different tribal administration, they may change their mind. And if all we have is verbal agreement, where does the town stand on that?
Then you go back to...
They could change it anyway.
Yeah.
Whether, even if we have a letter, they could change it.
So, you know, it's what it is, Jim, is neighbors working with neighbors. A lot of times, as you find in life, neighbors don't like working with neighbors, but I believe it's a good idea. Pat?
I don't want to go too far on this thing, but the whole idea behind this was the enforceability of whatever and giving governing bodies the right to do what is, if somebody broke the law, to take care of it. So, and I didn't realize that there were agreements with municipalities and police departments to monitor certain things. And so, for example, Minocqua Town Police Department has an agreement with the town to take care of those waters. They can also come out in Shishpagman and enforce the laws. So by coming up with ordinances that are uniform and consistent with what the state is recommending, and then having it all be uniform, it not only gives the game wardens for the DNR, but Ray Wolf is also involved in this. So he might be another person that I need to contact instead of Larry Rwanowitz, okay? So I think it should go a little bit further than just that. I'm going to take this to make sure that when you want people informed, I will get those people that I know that are out there enforcing the laws so that they've got, you know, the legal system behind them in case they wanted to do it, rather than finding a loophole for somebody to get out of it. So very definitely, you brought up some good points.
If we adopt the ordinance, you do know who our enforcer is, correct? He's sitting right next to me.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that.
He's going out in a boat and checking.
Yeah. I got a kayak.
Can you use my boat?
I guess what I'm looking for is the blessing of the board to pursue the ordinance for Gunlock Shishpagam Lake Association for the slow no wake and hazard buoys.
I will make a motion for the approval of such.
To direct the chairman to pursue the ordinance. I second that.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Discussion, possible action, Crawling Stone Lake Association. And all other Lac de Flambeau Lake associations regarding petition to violate county zoning issues. We got a letter from the Crawling Stone Lake Association with a petition regarding Act 55. And it is, again, Crawling Stone Lake Association. It again is the same one from the UW Extension that was given to us from the Ike Walton?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's all the same.
Yeah. So they would also like to have the town join in on the petition to the county regarding Act 55. And as I said at the last meeting, there are sections of Act 55 that I think need to be possibly readdressed. So this is the same petition. I read them both side by side and didn't see any difference in commas or anything. It's the same petition that we had approved to the county for Ike Walton.
Correct.
So they are looking for us to sign on their petition. And then I also...
Didn't we say when we adopted
We did. It came up in the discussion, but it wasn't as part of the agenda, and it wasn't in the motion. It was to approve the petition.
Okay.
And so that's why I have in here, too, that if any other lake associations come forward asking us to join in on their petitions to the county that we then, you know, if they're similar, at least in terms of structure and meaning, that we can just go ahead and do that. It would save the lake associations an awful lot of time if there's other ones that come in and want the same thing, so.
Matt?
Yes?
Do you know where the Vilas County stands on this right now? Have they brought it up? Do you know?
They've been in the process, like every other county in the state. They've been in the process of their rewrite. If you read the news articles on it, you know, they're still in the process of rewriting their ordinances to conform to Act 55. And then I think if there were some changes in Act 55, then all the counties, Vilas, Oneida, Bryce, Iron, all of them then would reflect those changes in the future. But I think right now what they need to do is get their ordinances in line with Act 55, and then they can go from there.
Yeah, okay.
So.
This is going to the county.
It's the same as the Ike Walton one that we already, the last two of the ones.
See, I think the zoning hands have been tied here for, since the budget, since that budget was passed. I believe there's such, so much gray area right now that I don't even think zoning people know exactly where.
I don't think there's a single county in the state that really understands fully the meshing between Act 55 and their own county ordinances. But what the Crawling Stone Lakes Association is looking for is asking for repeal of it. Like I said, there's sections of Act 55 that I think do need to be addressed that should come back to local, and you have a lot of different circumstances between the town of Lac du Flambeau and the town of Draper in Sawyer County. I mean, they're not apples to apples at that point. I guess what we'd be looking for is a motion to approve the petition and sign on with it.
You got a question?
Yes, Jim?
By the wording on this item here, that means that if some other lake association come forward, you just rubber stamp it? It doesn't have to come to the board again?
Correct.
Okay.
If they have an ordinance or a petition that's similar in content to this.
Okay.
I think about the only thing from the last one that's changed on here is the name of the association.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, again, this was done by the UW Extension.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the petition by the Crawling Stone Lakes Association and other lake associations as they come forward. Petition to Vilas County regarding zoning issues in Act 55. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion possible action, solicit bids for LP for 2017. We've done that here. And we had a pre-buy. And
yeah, we didn't start for the year.
And I would like the board to allow us to contact.
We did, but they did, yeah.
Contact the LP providers again for.
Yeah, our prepay is up now, so I just got the last bill, but so, prepay's up.
Yeah.
For the remainder of this heating season?
Well,
for the whole calendar year?
Whole calendar year.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be published in a paper, and then.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
I'll make a motion for approval for a solicitation of the LP.
Second.
Contract.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I would like a motion to adjourn at 1:30.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
She gave us the deed today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.